Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, during that chase in 1994, what was going through your mind as you were spotting O.J. Simpson and Al Cowlings in that Bronco?
Well, it was kind of a chaotic situation. First of all, I used to interview O.J. when he was here as a Buffalo Bill, and I was over to his house in Amherst a couple of times. So I knew the man, you know, it just from past experience. And over the freeway and the white Bronco and the crowds and all the police cars, it was quite the spectacle. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is bizarre. And, you know, he should just basically pull over and end this right now and let things take its course. But obviously that's not how it worked, and we followed him all the way into Brentwood, it was an interesting experience. And then I also covered the trial on the ground in the courthouse area, and we actually got kind of a background story that nobody really made a big deal of, but it was an interesting lesson as to how the legal system works. The prosecutor Garcetti wanted to run for governor, so he got this celebrity OJ, and he wanted to throw the book at him. And Johnny Cochran came in and said, "No, you know what? You know, we're not going to plead guilty to this. You know, we need to come to a deal." Interestingly, you know, the first lawyer that he went to, Bob Shapiro, was a plea bargain attorney. And that tells you something about the whole case.
What was going through your mind as you were not just covering the chase, but the trial itself?
Well, the trial, it was one of those things where you thought, you know, they have him dead to rights, but he has such a great legal team that they're holding LAPD to account for some sloppiness that is going to really cloud the issue. You know, the LAPD was used to dealing with suspects that did not have the resources that OJ had and the legal team. And they went over every detail and came up with things that basically lended a little bit, just a little bit of doubt here and a little bit of doubt there. The jury selection was part of the process. I interviewed jurors after the trial was over, and it was, you know, basically it was admitted by several of the jurors that they weren't going to convict a person of color. So there were a lot of different elements, a lot of different dynamics going on during that trial.
And when you first heard that O.J. Simpson was not going to turn himself in, how challenging was it to find where he was, what car he was in, along those lines?
Well, we got the call, and we got up into the helicopter, and we were listening to the police scanners, so we had a pretty good idea of where to intercept it. He was, I believe, the 60 freeway at the time, and so we caught up with him pretty quickly, and then it went to the 10 freeway, and it went to, right into Brentwood. So it was, you know, it in Los Angeles, it's very difficult to cover breaking news on the ground because of traffic. In helicopter, it was the best of all because we could get anywhere in just a matter of minutes.
You had interviewed O.J. Simpson. What were your memories of O.J. Simpson before and after the trial?
Well, before the trial, when I interviewed him here in Buffalo, he was just a, you know, perfect gentleman. He was just a normal guy and very friendly and, you know, I just you couldn't ask for a better interview than with O.J. He was very pleasant every time I met him. After the trial, he was a different person, you know, obviously because of circumstances, you know, it was difficult. The whole subject was difficult. Because the people, the country pretty much thought that you know, he was let off from a crime that he committed. And, you know, so justice was not served. It has more, as far as I'm concerned, has more to do with the legal system than it has to do with anything else. As I mentioned earlier, the prosecutor wanted to make a name for himself. And Bob Shapiro was a plea bargain attorney. And, you know, they tried to make a deal. It was known, by the way, 3 weeks before the murders. And this is a very, very seldom told part of the story. Not very many people know this. But 3 weeks before the murders, OJ and Nicole were kind of at each other. It was exactly the same situation. It was a Sunday, and they were kind of messing with each other, and he was going out of town that night. And he came over, and he slashed the tires on her car, all four tires. And she woke up the next morning, and she saw the flat tires, and she called the police on him. And she said, "My husband, you know, came over here. We were, you know, arguing yesterday, and he came over, and he slashed my tires." And the police asked her, "Did you see him do it?" And she said, "No." And they said, "Well, we can't arrest him, but we'll make out a police report." And so that was on record. And it was known to both sides that he was there and he had a knife and he slashed her tires. Now, 3 weeks later, the same situation repeats. He comes over with a knife and then sees candles in the windows. That sets off kind of alarms in his head. He goes around to the front and he sees this young man walking up that he's had problems with in the past because, you know, the young guy had been driving his Ferrari or whatever the car was, and he was quite angry with him. And he spur of the moment, he attacked. And she came out to see what, you know, everything was going on, and he attacked her. And I was at that crime scene. It was very bloody. It was very messy. You could tell you know, there were footprints in the blood. It was something you'll never forget. But everybody knew that he was over there to slash your tires again. At least that was the thought. And that this was a crime of passion. And it should have been treated as such. But the prosecutor didn't want to do that. He wanted first-degree murder. And so when Bob Shapiro could not get a plea deal, then Johnny Cochran came in and said, hey, if you want first-degree murder, then he wasn't there, he didn't do it, and we're pleading not guilty. And the rest is history.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.